Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries Podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa, Volume 14, Episode 32, Minus and Excess Function. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to deepen our understanding of a vertebral subluxation by discussing how it affects function, either in minus or in excess. Let's begin by setting the groundwork, shall we? What is abnormal function? Dr. Stevenson defines it in today's reading as a lack of adaptation due to interference with transmission caused by vertebral subluxation. In this principle, we see the cause of disease as a vertebral subluxation. This structural displacement of a vertebra applies pressure upon spinal nerves. The hard protective shield of the spinal cord now becomes its own damaging liability. As physical pressure is applied to spinal nerves, their carrying capacity is decreased, much like pressure on a blood vessel decreases its carrying capacity. However, unlike a blood vessel, spinal nerve pressure interferes with the transmission of innate mental impulses rather than blood flow. This decreased quantity flow causes abnormal function of the affected tissue cells. Simple enough, right? Now that we have a foundation to develop upon, let's understand abnormal function in its two forms, minus function and excess function. We'll begin with the abnormal function of minus function. Minus function is less action than is needed for innate to maintain coordination. Simply put, a subluxation can cause tissue cells to produce less product or less activity. In the case of a subluxation affecting nerve flow to the heart, we can expect to see such conditions as bradycardia or hypotension. On the reverse, what about excess function? To answer this, it's important to understand this principle. There is no such thing as excess mental impulses. Innate always creates the requisite amount demanded by the tissue cell. No more, no less. So, if a subluxation decreases quantity flow, shouldn't it always cause minus function? Let's begin by defining excess function. This is an arbitrary term used to indicate the production of more action of a given kind than innate desires for coordination in any part of the body. Hypertension is such a condition where normal resting blood pressure is in excess to innate's desired range. A vertebral subluxation, as in the case of minus function, is the underlying cause. But how can a subluxation cause two opposing conditions within the same organ? Organs are innervated by numerous nerves. Simply put, certain nerves transmit mental impulses to increase function, while others transmit mental impulses to decrease function. A harmonious balance between the two is the functional definition of adaptation. Perhaps we can help our younger audience members better understand adaptation in regards to a balance by drawing an analogy most students should be familiar with. Netflix and chill. The proverbial date night for those who don't want to go out. In order to Netflix, innate creates mental impulses to lower blood pressure and heart rate, putting one in a relaxed state. in order to chill, innate creates mental impulses to elevate blood pressure and heart rate, putting one in an aroused state. Now, since this podcast does not have an adult rating, we'll stop there and trust that you all got the point as the camera pans out. With that, let's begin our reading from Volume 14, Chiropractic Textbook, page 203. Article 261, Abnormal Primary Function. Abnormal function is the arbitrary term used to indicate the production of more or less action of a given kind than innate desires for coordination in any part of the body. Since primary functions are coordinative, the existence of abnormal functions is ascertained by comparison with other functions, and the comparison is made regardless of whether the others are normal or abnormal. For any function is abnormal if it does not vary at an adaptive rate. The action of any organ is not normal if it fails to accommodate itself to the actions of the others, whether the others are doing it right or not. Abnormal function, which really is not function at all, wholly or in part, is of course due to a lack of adaptation, which is in turn due to interference with transmission, which is caused by a subluxation in the spinal column. When the interference is directly on the efferent nerve, it causes the organ in question to function abnormally. It is suffering direct effects and is named local. When the interference is on the efferent nerve supplying an organ, whose business it is to keep the serous circulation in order, the tissue in question is said to be suffering indirect effects, and this condition is named condition. A tissue is not apt to suffer from an abnormal serous circulation when it is normal, being quite able to defend itself. Therefore, we find that a major condition is the result of both local and condition. As general sense is the report to innate from every tissue cell concerning its function and metabolism, so general sense also gives a report to innate intelligence concerning any abnormality of tissues. It shows to innate, in sensation and ideation, the exact proportions of normality and abnormality. This is called equivalent sensation and gives equivalent ideation. It was derived from equivalent impressions, from equivalent vibrations of an abnormal tissue cell. Article 262, minus function, lack of function. Minus function is the arbitrary term used to indicate the production of less action of a given kind than innate desires for coordination in any part of the body. There is, in this case, probably some action of the kind in question, but it is not sufficient for innate's needs. This lack need not be very much in order to produce in coordination. On the other hand, it may be totally lacking, and then it is needed. Lack of function, or minus function, as it is called. This does not mean necessarily that the tissue is dead, for other functions may not be deficient there. Death is the total absence of all functions, and not the total absence of one function. The term minus function or lack of function happens to be literal, for there is actual lack of service, hence lack of function. Article 263, excess function. Excess function is the arbitrary term used to indicate the production of more action of a given kind than innate desires for coordination in any part of the body. The name excess function is employed for something which is not function because it is abnormal action, which resembles a primary function. Just the same as a cell in a tumor can and does resemble a useful cell in the body. Excess function resembles function, therefore it is called function. But since it is not coordinative service in the body, it is not really function. The excess action need be very little to produce in coordination. Ever so little is a deviation from the perfect. A tissue cell is always in motion, and it also has motion from the universal forces within it. Innate cannot prevent this motion, but she can control it if she has no interference. In excess function, the action of universal forces is in the cell, is making it produce what otherwise would be service, if there was not so much of it. It is action, but any action which is in excess of innate's requirements cannot be function. Sometimes, normal adaptive conditions resemble excess function, as ankylosis. Sometimes, normal adaption resembles excess function, as fast breathing when in violent exercise. Excess function is never the result of excess mental impulses. There is no such thing as excess mental impulses. Article 264, paralysis. Paralysis is the coordination of any part of the body which is suffering in coordination. Paralysis is any dis-ease of any degree. Paralysis is any degree between life and death, and is neither. Paralysis may be the slight abnormality of one function, either in excess or lack, or it may be a great degree of the foregoing. But the student is advised to use the simpler way and think of paralysis as any degree of deviation from the normal of general function is paralysis. For paralysis is a term of generality, which naturally goes in the same class as general function, general sense, and the like. Article 265, life and death. Life is 100% function, perfect coordination, absolute adaptation. Death is 0% function, absence of coordination, total lack of adaptation, which brings the matter of the body under the sway of universal forces the same as any other dust. A comparison. 100% function is life. 100% minus any degree is paralysis. 0% is death. Thank you for joining me once again. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.